Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, September the 19th, 2016. 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears, and we have got a great two-hour program for you today. As many of you know, last year we covered the Chicago Cubs playoff series last year with great anticipation, and as most of you know, unfortunately last year the Chicago Cubs did not make it to the World Series. Now, speed up a year, here we are, 2016, on Thursday night, last Thursday night, the Chicago Cubs now have clinched the National League Central title, the first time since 2008. Now remember this, here are the facts. The last World Series win for the Chicago Cubs was 1908, 108 years ago. Their last appearance in the World Series was 1945. They lost to the Tigers in a seven-game series, 4-3. That was 71 years ago. And their record this year is 94 wins, 55 losses, and maybe this could be the year. Over the next 2 hours today, we are going to discuss that, among other things. As you know, fall will be here in just 2 days. Wednesday will be fall, the first day of fall, September the 21st. Now, over the next 2 hours of this program, and of course the World Series is the Fall Classic, but I don't think it happens till late October this year. Over the next 2 hours, we have got some great guests. Let me tell you what's coming up next hour. Next hour, we're going to be joined by legendary star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs, who will join us. She's going to recite some Halloween poems for us as we head into the Halloween season, as well as talk about what's going on with her career now. I believe she's in a new television series. So Marla Gibbs coming up a little after 1 o'clock today. We're also going to be joined by Ed Mirkowitz. Remember that World Series I was telling you about from 1945, 71 years ago, the last time the Cubs were in the World Series? Well, Ed Mirkowitz played for the Tigers, the team that beat the Cubs that year. He is the last surviving member of anybody who played in that game 71 years ago. He's now 92 years old. Ed Mirkowitz will be with us next hour. This hour, we've got two great guests. Coming up in the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Jack Rosenberg, who did so much for Chicago Cubs sports as he worked for WGN for over 40 years. And our first guest is one of my favorite people altogether. Always enjoy having her on the program and hope that she will be making several appearances with us as the Cubs, maybe, hopefully, possibly, march to the World Series for the first time in 71 years. She is the wife of late Chicago Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse, Pat Brickhouse. Pat, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. You know, this reminds me of a line that Jack uttered. It was in 1978, and we were just leaving the end of the season, one of the last games. And the fans would always swarm around him. Oh, Mr. Brickhouse, how are the Cubs going to do next year? How are they going to do? And he used to always come up with a stock line. Oh, they'll be a little better. So he finally said to me that year, you know, I got to come up with a new line for next year. And sure enough, he did. And guess what? It was. Now, bear in mind, this was 78, but anyone could have a bad century. Little did he ever, ever in his wildest imagination think that it would be over, well, over 100 years, like eight, that they're still looking for a win.
Now, Pat, so, go ahead.
Maybe. They've broken our hearts so many times. This could be the year.
Well, this is the interesting thing, Pat. Last year, we all thought it might happen, but they kind of got in late last year. This year, they have clinched this title very early. Their record, 94-55, is tremendous. And they started out good, and they never had a slump, really, all season. Never a slump. I don't think that's happened with the Cubs since 45.
I think you're probably right. And it's amazing to me because the young people that they have on that team, and they just seem to never lose their cool and move forward, and nothing seems to bother them. I think, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, it has a lot to do with Madden. I mean, he is, from all the things I've read, an unbelievable person who leads the Cubs forward. Do you think so?
I really do. I think something changed 3 years ago, and I think that's what you can point to.
Yeah, he's been incredible for them. Well, and I just hope they don't break our hearts again. You know, it's interesting, too, Jack. Broadcast 5 World Series. They took him off at WGN and put him onto World Series games. They did it in those days. And never once, they always asked him when he retired from the booth, do you have any regrets over this broadcasting 40 years for the Cubs? And he said only one. I never got to broadcast a World Series for my beloved Cubs. Well, let's do this one for Jack Brickhouse. How's it?
Absolutely. I could not agree more. You know, Pat, you said it very appropriately when we first started this. They've broken our hearts so many times. 84, 89, certainly in 2003. That was a horrible heartbreaker. Last year, last year was horrible. But this is a different team, because even in 84, 89, 2003, 2015, they kind of came on late. This is a team that started out strong, never had a slump, and has clinched this division 6 weeks, really, before the World Series. They're quite amazing. None of those teams did that.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's their youth that's amazing. You know, that they're all young kids, and so maybe now they've had enough polish to move forward. I mean, when you consider their loss last year, they're inexperienced, but they've got this one under their belt, and they seem a lot more confident. In my opinion. Now, please, don't let them break our hearts one more time. You've had them broken long enough.
Well,
in your opinion, who do you think is their biggest challenge?
Well, I have to say, and I think last year he was put more to the forefront, but I have a sneaking suspicion that this team is still pretty well built around Arrieta.
Oh, yeah, he's incredible. But, so who is the biggest challenge, Milwaukee, St. Louis? Who do you think?
Well, you know,
might be?
I think for some reason, it's interesting, St. Louis is tough. St. Louis is tough, and there's no doubt about that. But it's interesting because last year was strange. Because when they got in on the wild card last year and they played the first playoff series, they destroyed them. But it was a much tougher team than the team they played in the second playoff series, which they totally bungled. So was that nerves, do you think?
Inexperience, youth, nerves, a combination. They just blew their cool, in my opinion, again, for whatever that's worth. And that's what a lot of people felt, that they just couldn't handle it. I think they've got last year this experience under their belt, and we hope this year they can handle it.
Well, so
you know, people have said, oh, what would happen if the Cubs ever won a World Series? And I said, I know we'll have to shut the whole city down for at least 3 days because it would go wild.
Well, you know, Pat, sports in general, and I hate it, but sports in general, and baseball being one of them, over the last 30 years has been in decline as far as attendance at games, television ratings, certainly because all the cable stations and internet, even football has seen this happen. But there is one great story left in all of sports, and that is the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. And Jack used to always defend them in their losing. We're the lovable losers. And that's true. The support that they've had all these years from the Cubs fans, I'd like to think of a little of it is due to the likes of Jack Brickhouse, because he handed over a tradition that is carried on now through family and family. And he always said that they're the greatest sports fans in America, and I believe it totally. And the box office can verify that as well.
Well, and they're a Midwestern team. They play in a park, Wrigley Field, that is unlike any park. Just a World Series game at Wrigley Field would be quite amazing.
Oh, you better believe a World Series game with the Cubs anywhere would be hard to believe. So, again, we'll see how they do in the playoffs and continue forward, and hopefully they don't look backward.
With the way they're playing right now, if you had to guess, because getting into the playoffs is a big deal, it just puts them two series away from the World Series. Do you think this year is far more possible than last year?
Oh, definitely. Because, again, this team has come together another season, and they have more experience. And, you know, they could have panicked last year, too, when they fell apart. I think that it's all come together now.
If the Cubs make it to the World Series, Pat, what will you be doing?
I'll be watching it with great pride and hope, because as you know, I've moved to Arizona now, and of course the Diamondbacks could only wish that they had a team like the Cubs. Well, maybe if I live long enough they will, and of course I'll always be a Cubs fan first and foremost, no matter where I'd be living.
You lived with the man for many years. What do you think Jack Brickhouse would think of this team and this year?
He wouldn't have words for it. I mean, Jack and I were married 18 years, and he saw the Cubs go through all of these heartbreaking seasons, and I only wish that, he's probably watching down, and maybe he'll bring him a little luck. Let's hope so.
We will certainly hope so. And, Pat, we will call on you again when the series gets started, and hopefully we can talk about wins. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are always a delight. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, Scott, you're too kind, but the same is true as far as I'm concerned with you.
You take care, Pat, and we will talk soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Okay.
Pat Brickhouse, widow of legendary Cubs broadcaster Jack Brickhouse. We're going to come back with a man who knew Jack Brickhouse very well, worked at WGN for 40 years, Jack Rosenberg. But before we do, last year we played this until people went crazy. But we're going to do it again because we're having a good time and the scales are in our favor. Go Cubs, go. Back with Jack Rosenberg right after this.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're sending
go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go, Cubs, go!
Got the speed to be the best in the National League. Well, this is the year and the Cubs are real. So come on down to Wrigley Field. We're singing out,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gone.
Here again, you can catch it all on WGN. So stand with me and clap your hands. Chicago Cubs got the greatest fan.
Scott Spears back here with you. It is 32 minutes past the hour on this Monday, September the 19th, 2016. We thank Pat Brickhouse for joining us for the first 15 minutes of this program. And remember, Ed Mirkowitz coming up next hour. He is the only surviving member of either team, the 1945 World Series, which was the last appearance by the Chicago Cubs in a World Series. They lost that series in 7 games, 4-3. That was 71 years ago. Ed Mirkowitz is 92 years old, and we will talk to him next hour. Remember, the Cubs, as of last Thursday night, have clinched the National League Central title for the first time since 2008, and their last World Series win was in 1908. That is 108 years ago, but their record this year is 94 wins, 55 losses, so maybe this year might finally be the year. And a man who knows something about Chicago Cubs baseball and certainly WGN is a man who was with WGN for 40 years. He is Jack Rosenberg. Jack, how are you?
All right. Nice to talk to you, Scott.
Jack, the Cubs, here we go again. The Cubs have clinched the National League Central title. They really have not had a slump all season. The record is great. Could this be the year?
This could very well be the year. This is one of the few times when I have observed the games and felt that they were unbeatable. And it's just hard to imagine. I never have had that feeling since 1969. And I still recall in 69, the Cubs were way ahead, 8-9 games ahead, mid-August. Kenny Holtzman pitched a no-hit, no-run game against the Braves. Ron Santo hit a 3-run homer to win the game, and the Cubs looked like they were a cinch, and they wound up losing by 8 games in the pennant race, and the Mets went on to win everything. So we don't know, but this team looks incredibly good, and I think they got a great shot at winning. And if they don't, I will be very surprised.
What changed this year, Jack? They came close last year, and we were all heartbroken when they didn't make it. From the start of this season, they have not had a bad moment. What is different?
Well, they got the nucleus, which is a year older now, and they're just, some of the players have just come to the fore. I watch Bryant and Rizzo, and then you get the young pitcher like Hendricks, and they've all seemed to have matured simultaneously. And there's no way to quantify it, Scott. It's just one of those things that happens in baseball, and it's one of the things that makes baseball the great game that it is. You people in Ohio have such great, great memories of things that have transpired over the years that you sweat it out, literally. One of your great moments over there, of course, I know you're about 100 miles from Cleveland. The 48 Indians came out and finally won that world championship, and with the boy manager, Lou Boudreau, one of my dearest friends, and may rest in peace now, worked with him for many years at WGN, and they won the championship. I know how they feel. It's just, there's no way to tell exactly what has happened. You have a case where you have a positive manager, Joe Maddon, and no matter what happens, it's negative. He has no negatives. It's a nice way to come down the road. He just is an upbeat manager, and he's inspired these people, and he's really inspired the entire city. And I have never seen anything quite like this, and I've been in sports forever. And this has been an incredible run. And I need to tell you, Scott, on a different note, because you called up to talk about Chicago and the Cubs, but I have a great connection to Ohio because of Lou Boudreau, the fact that my beautiful daughter, Beth, got a master's degree at Ohio State. I think Columbus is, 150 miles or so from you. My beautiful granddaughter, Molly, is working and studying at the University of Cincinnati. So I got some ties over in Ohio, too. And I wish all you people the best. Marion's a great area, and I know you've done a tremendous job of promoting the station and your community, and I wish you guys the best of everything.
Well, Jack, I certainly appreciate that. I want to get a question in here. You know, something I noticed that has not been played up a lot, this is the first time, I believe, since 1945, that the Cubs have been in the playoffs back-to-back years. Does that make a difference?
I think it does make a difference. They're feeling more comfortable. This team is as confident as I've ever seen a group of athletes. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because let me tell you something, Scott. The playoffs literally become a crapshoot. And you never know what's going to happen or who's going to come to the fore. And all bets are off once the playoffs start. But at this point in time, They look like a winner. And I think they're going to go all the way.
Who?
And that would be my considered opinion, and I've seen all the ups and downs of it for many, 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 many years.
Who could be the spoiler, Jack? Who's the team out there that could give the Cubs a real run for their money?
Could happen in a number of places, but even though they've had a questionable second half, I think the Giants, they still got some of those frontline pitchers to throw at you. You never know. And, you know, we never discount the Cardinals in Chicago, because the Cardinals have been a model organization for years and years. And so I don't count any of them out. The Cardinals may not even make it, but it could be anybody out there. You got a team over there in Cleveland. What about them?
Well, it very well could happen. And what a World Series that would be, the Indians and the Cubs.
Well, it would be, and that would be great to see, too. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we're going through a lot of tumult nationwide with a lot of the things going on. And if we can have people feeling good about themselves and about the teams that they follow, whichever team it is, it means a lot. And you know, I'm older, and I can say that. And I'm just hoping that, first of all, that this great country of ours, the greatest country on earth, prospers and does well, and that everybody gets a winner down the road, because it's a lot of fun to follow these teams when they're doing their thing. And you know it. I see yesterday your great player Jim Brown got his 2,000-pound trophy and all that. And these are things that are beautiful to watch, especially for people like me that made their career in sports. I mean, I started out in the newspaper field when I was 16 and later went on to television, radio, and all. And you know, I've been a party to some great moments. I produced all the Chicago Bears games for years and years and years, and watched them do their thing. They're playing tonight. They have a big game with Philadelphia. And it's I'm not ducking any of your questions, because there's no way to pinpoint them, any of them. But we got a heck of a chance to win this time. And I think it would be great for baseball, and certainly great for this great city of Chicago.
Is this the best chance? And you've been there since the last time they've been in, 45. Is this their best shot since 1945 to go to the series?
I would say that it is, and I don't think there's any question about that.
That being said, Jack, you brought up a very interesting point there. Timing is a funny thing. It's a very divisive time in this country right now, certainly with the election. The election is November 8th. The World Series is scheduled now, a lot later than it used to be, the last week of October. If the Cubs go to the World Series the last week of October, first time they've been there in 71 years, and thank goodness, maybe, possibly, if they win it for the first time in 100 years, what a positive injection 7 days before the presidential election.
It would be tremendous. It'd be tremendous for everybody. And, you know, for me to say the Cubs are about due, they're about due, that's pretty obvious. And we would like to hope that this is the year. And they look like they have the nucleus of a team that, if they do finally win it this year, that they could be up there for several years to come.
The people you've worked with, Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, certainly probably the two most famous. Sadly, Ernie Banks is no longer with us either as of last year. He's definitely in that group. What would they be thinking about this team?
I would like to think that somehow they know about it now and are rooting in the great beyond. I mean, I worked around all of them for years and years and years. All three that you mentioned, Jack and Harry and Ernie, were among the most positive people you ever would want to be around. Everything was positive. The sunny side of life. And for this to happen now, I'd like to think somehow, in a perfect world, that they're part of it.
Jack, if you were a betting man, if we're talking in percentages here, and of course anything can happen, but what do you think the percentage is that the Cubs will at least get to the World Series this year?
I don't like to use numbers, but I just think that in my own opinion that that is a foregone conclusion.
A done
deal. That's the way I look at it, and I happen to be one of those positive ones, too.
Well,
as you can already tell.
Let me say this. Has it ever been a foregone conclusion since 45?
I understand that. And this would be the time, but I hasten to point out again that in 69, those of us who were out there day in and day out were positive this was going to be the year.
Jack, I hope, along with a million other Cubs fans, because of WGN. And my final question is, what would you be doing at this time in your life if it happened, still being in that great city?
Well, I will tell you more about that when it happens. I haven't thought that far ahead because I happen to be 90 years old right now. And I've been lucky to get this far, and I would like to see it. I once had doubts that I ever would see it in my lifetime, and now I'd like to think that just maybe I will. And I know there's a lot of other people in my age bracket who feel the same way.
Absolutely. Hey, Jack, I just have one. This is the final question because it just jumped in my head. With Ernie and Harry and Jack gone, who would you say, if this does happen, is the player who's still with us who would probably be the most associated with the Cubs who is no longer a Cub?
Well, I think Billy Williams would be one of them, who's in the Hall of Fame and was a great player. And, you know, I would have to think about that, Scott.
Well,
I think there are some out there, and the Cubs fans have great allegiance, whether they played for the Cubs or they just followed them as fans. And wherever they are, we hope they all show up, and the Cubs make it and satisfy everybody.
The last great Cinderella story left in sports. Jack Rosenberg, WGN employee for over
45 years.
45 years. That's tremendous.
45 years, and I'm very proud. I'll show you how old I am, that when I came to work there, 1954, a lot of people still did not have television sets. Obviously, there was no color television, no videotape. But when I left 45 years later, our sports department was known in various parts of the world. And I'm very proud of that, proud of the fact that this past September, I was on the honor flight Chicago with 85 other World War II veterans. And so I've been around the block a few times, and I'd like to see the Cubs win it all.
Jack, keep going around that block, because maybe within a month and a half, we might all get to see it.
Let's hope we do, and I want to compliment you on the job you do and the way you interview people, and can't thank you enough for including me on your great show over there, and I wish all the people in Marion and various areas that way the best of everything, and let's hope we have peace in the world and everybody gets victories to celebrate.
Absolutely. Stay well, Jack, and hopefully we'll talk before this happens.
That's a deal.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Jack Rosenberg, 45 years with WGN. What a great program so far. 740-383-9944. The rest of this hour is just open phone line talk. We've got 11 minutes left. I know we stirred up a little bit of controversy last week talking about the shootings in Columbus, and we can get to that now or we can get to that next hour. 740-383-9944. Or we can talk about those great Cubbies who, by the way, if you haven't heard, as of last Thursday night, have clinched the National League Central title the first time since 2008. Their last World Series win was 1908, 108 years ago, and their last appearance in the World Series was 1945. It was a loss to the Tigers in 7 games, 4-3, and that was 71 years ago. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by legendary TV star Marla Gibbs, who's going to perform some, read some Halloween poems for us. And then Ed Mirkowitz, who is the last surviving member at 92 years old of that World Series game. 71 years ago, he played for the Tigers. The last time the Cubs were in the World Series, 1945, Ed Mirkowitz played for the Tigers. And we will talk with him next hour. 740-383-9944. Get in on the conversation about the Cubbies. Get in on the conversation about anything else going on, the shootings, the political race, whatever you got. 740-383-9944. We've got 9 minutes left in this hour. After we did the program last Friday on the shooting in Columbus, I tell you, over the weekend, we heard from a lot of people. Apparently, a lot of people were talking about this program on Facebook. A lot of people were having discussions in their home. I want to make it apparently clear that we are not anti-police. I know that was going around by some people, from some people. We have no desire to be against the police. The police are some of the bravest, most admirable people in this world. I think that's why so many kids, when they're growing up, want to be police officers. I think police officers are underpaid. I think it's a job I couldn't do and a lot of other people couldn't do. They put their lives on the line any day. So in no way anything ever said on this show should ever be implicated as being anti-police officer. I have had police officers help me out of jams when I've done something so trivial as lock my keys out of my car. They are some of the best people in the world. The conversation Friday, when it came to the shooting in Columbus, which brought out a lot of strong emotion in people, has more to do with the fact of what happened. And everybody is not perfect. And everybody seemed to be so on the side of the officer that we had to give the counterpoint of the 13-year-old kid. Now, by the way, we did get a press release because as time goes on, you do get more information. And we did get a press release this morning. And I want to read this because this changes the story a little bit as well about what happened in Columbus last week. The family of 13-year-old police shooting victim Tyree King has asked for continued support as they seek answers in the death of their beloved child and has released the following statement through their attorneys, Sean L. Walton and Chandra L. Brown. Tyree was shot and killed by Columbus police officer Brian Mason last Wednesday, September 14th. Officers allege they saw three individuals matching the description from a reported robbery and followed them into an alley. Although the version of events has yet to be confirmed by independent witnesses, the officers shot 13-year-old Tyree after he allegedly reached for a gun. He was pronounced dead at Nationwide Children's Hospital at 8:22 p.m. Tyree's family was denied the opportunity to see Tyree at the hospital on the night of his death. The Franklin County Coroner's Office has since completed its autopsy, but has told the family that the results will not be available for about 6 to 8 weeks. In search of answers, the family retained Francisco J. Diaz, M.D., FCAP, who serves as a practicing medical examiner in the county of Wayne, Michigan, as a consultant forensic pathologist. Dr. Diaz was asked to evaluate the number of physical characteristics in the location of any gunshot wounds Tyree suffered in his death. Dr. Diaz determined that Tyree King suffered 3 gunshot wounds with entrance paths on the left side of his body, any of which could be determined to have been the cause of death. Tyree suffered a gunshot wound of entrance on the left temple that passed left to right and slightly downward and exited the right temple. The entrance wound was above the left ear and the exit wound was in front of the right ear. Tyree also suffered a gunshot wound to the left collarbone area. Lastly, he suffered a gunshot wound to the left flank. There is an exit wound on the right flank. Dr. Diaz notes, based on the location and the direction of the wound paths, it is more likely than not that Tyree King was in the process of running away from the shooter or shooters when he suffered all 3 gunshot wounds. Dr. Diaz describes Tyree as a small-framed adolescent boy standing 5 foot tall and weighing less than 100 pounds. Based on this new information, and as more facts emerge, the family asks for the public to continue to withhold final judgment until all of the facts are known and vetted. The Columbus Police Department and City of Columbus, and most importantly, Tyree King and his family, deserve the benefit of an investigation from a law enforcement agency that has no direct impact from the outcome of that investigation. The family continues to request a full, thorough, and independent investigation by an outside law enforcement agency and are requesting that the Columbus Police Department and the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office remove themselves from any involvement in this investigation. Now, there are some new facts that we did not have Friday. We now know the statistics of the boy. He was 5 foot tall and he weighed less than 100 pounds. Now, last week somebody said he was a football player who called into this program and that he was big and might have been scary and the cop might have been worried. He was 5 foot tall, weighed less than 100 pounds. Now, the forensic pathologist has said, and the boy was shot in the head, unfortunately. We know that now. We know where the shots happened. One of the shots, he was shot 3 times. That's the multiple. We know that now. And all on the left side. And the forensic pathologist from Michigan says that it's more likely that he was running away and not shooting at them. And maybe you wonder why you would shoot somebody in the head if they pulled a gun on you. Wouldn't you be shooting more toward where the gun was? I don't know. That's an opinion, and you can have yours too. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And like the family says, should the Columbus Police Department and the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office remove themselves from any involvement in this investigation? Should they be investigating themselves? What do you think? 740-383-9944. Now, also something interesting in this case is the fact that they were not allowed to see the boy that night. It didn't really say the reason. I would love to talk to the lawyer or the family to find out why they were not allowed to see him. I don't know. I assume it might have had something to do with him being labeled a criminal, but I don't know that for sure. So don't take that as the gospel. Now, what do you think? 740-383-9944. We had a lot of fallback on this last week, so this is your shot. 740-383-9944. Remember, Marla Gibbs, star of The Jeffersons and 227, coming up next hour, as well as Ed Mirkowitz, the last surviving player of the 1945 World Series, the last time the Cubs were in the World Series, 71 years ago. Well, I tell you what, if nobody's got anything to say, I have another Cubs song, not the Go Cubs Go. It's another song that the Cubs have done recently, All the Way. We're going to play that as we round out this hour. We're going to come back with more next hour. And when we're done with Marla Gibbs and Ed Mirkowitz, we will probably talk more about the shootings and what's going on. So I hope you call in. Stay with us here on WWGH Radio.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed.
first time you walk into Wrigley Field. Our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue. Give us the chance to feel like heroes too. The rebels will win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy in the old school.
Coming back next hour, stay with us.
You're listening to WMEX Radio, 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk, from legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?